said, you know, if you're sort of a driven person and you have other things in your life going on, or maybe you're an introvert and it's hard to date in general and it takes a lot of energy, like, this is definitely an episode you want to listen in on.
Thank you for adding that. I appreciate that. Yes. Everybody, welcome back to Hustlin' in Heels podcast. I am your host, Stacy,
and I'm bringing the microphone closer to let you know I'm your co-host, Angie. This is going to be a regular thing, guys. I am never going to be prepared for this. I'm just letting you know right now.
So this is an interesting episode. I'm just going to put it out there. We have this Thanksgiving week, right, where we weren't going to be recording, and then we had, on our last episode that you've heard, we had Abby Paul, American Ninja Warrior, and we had a great episode with her, and then we turned the headphones, we took the headphones off, we turned the microphones off, and then we started having a real conversation, and I said, put the damn headphones back on and grab your microphones, because this is the stuff that people really want to hear, right? Like, we talked about being authentic, we talked about being genuine, but for some reason that genuine, the real genuineness, the real talk happens when we take off the headphones. So we're putting them back on. And I've convinced them that we're going to kind of do this little bonus episode here that's a little bit impromptu. And we're going to call it Taboo Table Topics, because Angie loves alliteration.
Or Taboo Table Talk.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was like, I don't have Taboo Table Talk.
That's right. That's what we decided.
And we're gonna try to make this a semi-regular thing. Yeah. So you'll see this pop up here and there, because quite honestly, I mean, even us, there are some things that, like Stacy said, you know, when you take the headphones off, it's what you talk about. But it's really the good stuff.
It's the nitty-gritty.
You know, it's the things that people don't necessarily feel comfortable talking about. And if we're going to sit here and tell you that we're going to be vulnerable and give you a voice because maybe you're not comfortable doing it yourselves, then I guess we need to be authentic, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's
so
right.
We're here. Yep.
So we are here. And the reason why we put them back on, and Abby is still here with us.
Hey.
I know it's a week later. It's a week later in the real world, but in our world, it's just a few minutes after recording our episode.
It's just glass number two.
There we go. See, y'all know that's what happens when the second glass. So, for our Taboo Table Talk first round, when we hit stop on the last episode, we started talking about the whole idea of, you know, we're women in our, you know, late-ish 30s, and sometimes when you get to that point, dating can be a little bit of a challenge. So what we want to talk about in this episode is the whole concept of dating and relationships when you're not in high school and in college anymore.
Yeah.
When you're a little bit more mature.
And don't tune out, guys. Like, if you're not in your late 30s or whatever, this is really about, you know, the energy that dating in general takes. And, you know, if you're sort of a driven person and you have other things in your life going on, or maybe you're an introvert and it's hard to date in general and it takes a lot of energy, like, this is definitely an episode you want to listen in on.
Thank you for adding that. I appreciate that. Yes. So, absolutely. So, what were we talking about? Can we recreate the beginning before I said stop what you're talking about and pause, put the headphones back on? So,
right. I think I started talking about maybe daddy issues and insecurities and
oh yes, I do think
and
that's
being
where
divorced.
That's where it started.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of caught. It was like, yeah, there's some real struggles going on, and just briefly talking about. I just recently got out of a relationship that was made me very sad this time. Just a dating relationship after, obviously other relationships, but sometimes I wonder, you know, being kind of a driven woman, a hustler, if that is, there's just sometimes it takes a strong partner, not necessarily, you know, strong in whatever ways, to be able to support you and encourage you and kind of accept that.
Yeah.
So I've had some struggles with that in relationships.
Meaning men finding you intimidating.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it out there.
There you go.
Sure. Sure. Right. Yeah, I get that. I mean.
Well, and part of it was men that like, for me, and this is, you know, may not be true, but it's a perspective that they like that driven woman, that woman that is, you know, even an athletic woman, somebody that, you know, whatever, professional, I don't know, somebody that seems just, oh,
like
gosh,
they got it going on.
They
don't have to take care of, that go. Has their own thing.
And that is desirable. And then what I have found is that sometimes then one, you're in the relationship, it's not supported very well or not understood. Mm-hmm. And then that causes problems.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of hard for them to handle.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I'm gonna put the no filter spin on it. They want it, but they can't handle it. Mm-hmm. Right? Is that what we're kind of saying?
And they want all that great stuff, but then they don't want the bad stuff. And sorry, there's bad stuff.
There's bad stuff.
Sure. Nobody's perfect. No. Like, we got some uglies going on. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah. So to pull it back a little bit too, you know, I think we're kind of at similar stages in our life too. I've been divorced recently, and as have you. And when you do get divorced and then you kind of jump back into the dating world, that can be a difficult world to navigate.
Right. Yep. And just trust, like we were talking about trust issues, Angie, and I definitely have trust issues, and even that stems from my relationship with my father, and you know, my mom and dad are divorced, and not even knowing that I had those until I was married and, you know, in a more serious relationship, and how that affected my relationships. But that, I mean, that's just huge. And a lot of people obviously, struggle with their own stuff and are trying to navigate and be better every day. Like the next day, I want to be better than yesterday.
Yeah.
But how do we do that?
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, talking about your tribe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. People to encourage you and lift you up and remind you that it's okay, that, you know, and you've got to forgive yourself sometimes and keep going, put one foot in front of the other and make strides.
Why is this topic so difficult to talk about on a microphone? I mean, it's very easy for us to talk about it when we don't have thousands of people listening to us. But why are we qualifying this as a taboo topic?
I think it's because, you know, really coexisting with anybody is tough, right? And I think probably, you know, when you're in a relationship with anybody, it's because you care about them. And so you don't want to come off as if you're throwing them under a bus or you're dismissing them or you're making them sound horrible or like they couldn't handle something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're bruising somebody's ego or any of hurting. You don't want to hurt somebody because you cared about them at one point in time.
Yep.
And it does make it hard to talk about. It makes it hard to talk about relationships. But, you know, I mean, It's also hard to say, I didn't want to be that with that person because, just in general, let alone to a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to say to yourself. It's hard to say to close friends. It's hard to say to a plethora of listeners.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, at least for me, I guess that's where I come from.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's not something that you talk about in polite company. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that typically, I don't know. I mean, when I say like, you know, when you grow up knowing like what's polite to talk about and what, I mean, we talked about on the last episode, like not every opinion deserves an audience, right? Not every thought deserves an audience. Right. So it's difficult for us as professional women, as women who have our shit together. At least we try to. That's the key. We pretend. Right? We try. We try to have it together, but obviously we're normal people just like everybody else. But to then, I guess, admit
be vulnerable.
Be vulnerable and admit that, you know, being in relationships can be challenging, can be difficult. Ending relationships are obviously challenging and difficult. Mm-hmm. And then trying to start again can be difficult, especially when you're bringing stuff from past relationships, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, especially when you're coming out of a divorce. I mean, you're bringing those things with you into a new relationship. And that can be a challenge. And the dating scene is probably different than what it was maybe when you got married, or maybe, you know, I mean, like, I feel like I got married when I was 26, and now I'm 37, and it's a whole new world, you know? And navigating that world is very off-putting for me, you know, and it kind of makes you, it kind of, at least for me, it kind of makes me want to not jump into it. You know, I'm a jumper, but when I think about the dating world, that's not a world I really necessarily want to jump into. You know, it's just, I don't know, it's a difficult space to navigate. And then you bring children into that, and that makes it exponentially more difficult, you know, because then you have to think about, all right, here's this person, maybe they work for me, but they don't work in my children's lives, and that then that becomes the priority. And then when your children become the priority, then, as they should be, you know, you are secondary, and then,
and that's
how can you
breaker,
be secondary,
right?
When you're you know, when you're trying you have to, like, put somebody else as a priority. So it's a balancing act for sure,
right? And I come at it from a little different perspective. You know, I'm married now. I've been married for a few years, but I am not in my mid to late 30s. I'm over 40 now and have only been married for a few years. And so, and have never been married before. And so I navigated the dating scene. And often my, you know, the reason I didn't talk about it very often, it was the fear of being judged. Because more often than not, when I talked about it, the first question out of somebody's mouth was, well, why have you never been married before? What's wrong with you? What? And that really kind of, it stung a little bit. Right? I mean, I thought, well, nothing's wrong with me. I chose this path for a reason. You know, I chose to live my life, and I never found the person that I wanted to put that energy into, or, you know, like, there were other priorities in my life at the time or whatever. Why is that wrong?
Right.
You know, and even when I found men who were open to an independent woman and those sorts of things, and I didn't connect with them, and I sort of took on an honesty approach because I didn't want to lead somebody on. I didn't want to waste my time at that point, and I certainly didn't want to waste theirs. I ended up being boxed in as snobby or stuck up or those sorts of things. And so I just stopped dating, honestly, sort of altogether, because I preferred being alone as opposed to being judged.
Yeah.
And I preferred to spend my energy in other places as opposed to the dating world at that point, because it didn't make me feel good anymore, you know?
Yeah. There comes a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and so I haven't had kids yet. I've been married, but I haven't had kids. And so there's a funny thing with that, like, where I feel like I almost wish I had kids, because, like, then you'd have, you know, this priority and this life's purpose. Not that I, you know, I have purpose, but it's something where, and that is a desire in my heart that I would, but I have come to terms with that too. And it's like, you know what? I may not have kids. Like, that may not be the plan for me. And I'll be okay. But, like, ah, like, I kind of want that, and I want that experience. And then dating, and, like, in your upper 30s, and most people too, they already have children, and maybe they won't want more, and that's fine. But so I just recently got out of a relationship, and my boyfriend had a son, or has a son, and ex-boyfriend, I should say now. and, you know, it was neat. And I kind of thought, like, wow, this is great. Like, woo, like, I get to, there's one already in the books, and I didn't even have to go through childbirth, and, like, I get to experience this cool stuff. But it didn't work out, and it wasn't right. And it was tough. And it was, anyway, just going through that as, you know, at 37.
It's We'll no, see. I know. And yeah, like even when you, you know, when you meet people, when you're at this stage, right? I'm not in my early 20s anymore. Again, I have children. When I meet them, I have to, in my mind, almost automatically figure out if it's in the yes box or the no box. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I have,
work in my life,
I have to make that determination like almost immediately, which I don't know if that's fair or not. I get that. You know, and even if the person lands in the yes box and there's a lot of figuring out, you know, after that, but there's, you almost have to like, there's like this filtering process that happens. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not trying to waste my time and I'm not trying to waste somebody else's time. And there's this honesty that comes with age or that comes with experience where at this point in my life, I know what I want, but more importantly, I know what I don't want. Mm-hmm. And so if it's something that I know I don't want, I'm not going to pretend that I do, you know, just for the sake of having someone to be with. Like,
right.
I'm comfortable being by myself. Like, I have a lot of stuff in my life. That doesn't mean I don't want to share it with somebody. And that's the hard part, right? Like, as an independent woman, like,
you want to
we can take care of our own shit. We can. Let's not. I pay my own bills. I go on my own vacations. I, you know, like, I have my own friends. I have my hobbies. I have work. Like, all those things fill my life. My children fill my life. Doesn't mean there are days when I come home when I would like to share that with somebody else. Like, that's the good stuff, right? That's like, but not willing to compromise who that person is.
But there's also a whole other layer, right? So if you make a connection with somebody, and I only say this because I don't have children personally, but I have girlfriends who have children and have sort of gone through these sorts of things. There's a whole other layer when you do make a connection with somebody and you make a connection with their children and you've been with them for a while. And then for whatever reason, it's not working out, you know, and then you're not just breaking up with them. You're breaking up with their kids too. And I mean, it's just, it's tough. It is just tough in general. And quite honestly, it's just tough to coexist with somebody else in general. Anyways, as a person, and the more you're established as a person, the harder it is. I mean, you know, my husband and I got married later in life, and it's been tough for us just because he was established as a person and I was established as a person, and you know, you
merging two lives that are completely fine, like
and that's exactly it. We were both completely fine when we met, and you know, trying to figure out how to navigate life together has been a journey. And we've had our struggles for sure. I appreciate that he is by my side every day, but it has been a struggle. However, I will say that, you know, the reason that I knew he was the one was because I was willing to put the energy in.
Well, marriage is work. You know, as with any relationship, it requires work.
Or anything.
Anything.
If you want to be good at a Spartan race, you got to put effort into it. You got to train. You got to put time.
Yeah. Anything worth doing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be worth it in the end. Do they all work? Well, I believe we're living proof sitting right here that maybe no. But the idea is nice. You know, there are examples all around me of when it does work. So it gives me hope that I will, you know, that eventually there will, something will click, you know.
So something that you said, Angie, those triggered, it was like the thought of, we are, you know what, we can, we'll be fine on our own and we'll be happy, like we can be happy and you can find joy and fulfillment and life's purpose. But I do feel like I believe in marriage, even though I've been divorced. You know, not necessarily that it has to be a marriage, but a partnership. That partnership, it's not easy all the time, but you can sharpen one another and you can bring out the best of one another. And that might be trudging through some crap at first and exposing to the other person, hey, this isn't that great. Like, you need to, you maybe should work on this. And I love you and I'm going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I like, that's not pretty. And, and that's pretty ugly. And so let's work on that. And, but I'm going to stand by your side while we do that. And we can help sharpen one another and then come to this place. And that doesn't always look great. And it's not always easy to communicate through that. And so if you can find somebody that obviously will stick with you through the ugly stuff, or want to help you and see you, that they know who you really are and who you can be, or whatever. Because I've had, I mean, there's some ugly parts of me where, you know, I feel like, oh, I feel, I got this guilt, and I feel like, oh, I need to, you know, that's not who I want to be. That's not the woman that I am. And I don't want to, you know, if I get upset or whatever. And, and it's having somebody that, if you want the best of me, you're going to see some of the bad stuff too. And how about you help me? Like, and we help each other work to be better us's.
Yeah. No, I love
being
that.
Willing to grow together.
I love that. Right. And help each other out. And I'm listening to Tyler Childers, who's like, he's this bluegrass artist, right? And he's just so good. Like, all of his music is just so good. And he has this one song where it's like, to me, it's like the most romantic song, which probably no one else in the world thinks it's romantic. But it's just this whole idea of, and this part of the lyric in the chorus, he says, I'd run across the river just to hold you tonight. Like, that whole idea of, like, it's not going to be easy, it's going to be hard, but they're like these things that connect us. Like, I'll do anything for you, you do anything for me, and like, us against the world, you know, idea, which it doesn't have to be that dramatic, but you know what I mean. And I love that thought. I think about my mom and dad who've been married for 38 years and are still in love today as they were when they met in Future Farmers of America in 1978 back in Buchanan High School. Like, there's, and they provided such a strong basis. And I think about that, and I think about those partnerships, and there's something so beautiful about it, which is why I love what we're talking about, because it's not like a, and again, a lot of our listeners are male. This ain't a male bashing show, you know, like, at all. Like, we, and the fact that we're talking about these, this, the topic of dating and relationships, I think we all come at it from a place of, they're a good thing. And like, we want it, we strive for that. We know that it's work. But we know that it's worth it in the end. And we hope that, you know, that we reach that point, but we know there's never really necessarily an end point. It's just a continuous work to make that happen. And I'm going to say, you know, something that might be a little bit taboo here. But as an independent woman who runs my own shit, what I'm really looking for, what I really think is important to me, is having a partner where I don't have to be that independent, strong, fierce woman all the time. I would love to be a part of a partnership where I can play a supportive role, where it's the whole idea of the man being the leader in the relationship and the protector, which is, I know, is, could be very taboo to say in this world of like independent woman. You know, I wear my heels every day. I do, but what would feel more natural to me is to be able to provide that, like, that support, and in return, like, have like that protection in a way,
be led. Like, and I think, like, there's that inner desire. Like, I've always felt that, like, I would love to have someone lead me.
And
I feel like that goes back to kind of like,
it's biblical nature,
biblical,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
But there's something to that, that Angie's shaking her head. And I get that. And I know this is why it's kind of taboo. But my whole life, all day long, I'm a leader. And I have to, I lead my children. I lead, you know, a team at work. I lead. That sounds really weird. But when I do believe that in a relationship, there's room for me to not have to be, I'm not saying I won't step up and lead at certain times, but there are times when I would like to, like,
you want to be taken care of.
Taken care of a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And not like a kept woman, but I want, you know, a man or a, you know,
partner,
partner step in front of me and, like, I'll be here behind you for support, you know? Like, I don't know.
I'm acting like crazy girl, just hug me and say it's going to be okay.
Right. Like, what's that meme that's out there right now? Like, I'm going to get over it. I just got to be dramatic about it first.
See, and I was shaking my head, but I think I frame it in a different way because for me, it's about safety. It's about feeling safe.
Sure.
In that relationship. Yes. And that probably has more to do with
protected and
I think that's all part of it.
Yeah, I think it's like a safety protection thing. And really, like, the reason that I knew my husband was, you know, the one for a lot of different reasons, but it's because at the end of the day, I felt very safe with him. And I'd never felt that way before necessarily with somebody. Like that sense of I can be whoever I am with zero judgment. And I'm okay. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. But I want to bring this up because, Stacey, I know you and I have had these conversations before. Mm-hmm. We're sitting here talking about how we want somebody to lead and we want to feel safe. But there is this notion of compromise that I think that a lot of women who consider themselves independent or strong or whatever – talk a big game, but really when it comes down to it, they're not looking to compromise about anything.
That's why I'm so single.
And that is exactly. It 100%.
I said what I wanted. I didn't say what I could do.
The right way.
I mean, if we're going to get really honest about this.
Girl, this is why I love Andy so much. She calls me my shit all the time. I'm telling you. That's why I love her.
Because compromise goes both ways, which is why, you know, and I'm talking to my male listeners right now. I'm owning this. Yes. I am not always the best at compromise. We are not great compromisers when we get to a spot in our lives that we're established and we know what we want. It's real tough to take a step back and be like, okay, for the good of the relationship that I am in right now, I'm going to give this and you're going to give this and we're going to meet in the middle. Nope, that's not how we work.
No, I'm sorry on that thing. How we are. We're like, no, like I totally want to. No, not that though. Like definitely not doing that.
Right. Exactly.
But you're right, Angie.
But you have to get there. If you're going to make it work, if it's
right,
if the energy is worth it enough, you will make that compromise. Mm-hmm. And you will find those things that are, it's a line in the sand. And then you will find those things where you will give with the expectation that they will as well. Mm-hmm. But compromise is necessary to anything that's going to work.
Yeah. Communication.
To Stacey's chagrin over there.
I'm wiping the disgusted look off my face. I'm kidding. I'm totally about compromise if it's what I want to do.
Like, okay, you don't like killing animals? Well, you can just hit the road.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Then you won't eat tonight. Sorry. Go eat your salad. Oh boy. Oh, you listeners asked for it tonight. Tell you what. No, you're right. You're right. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about that, Abby?
You're welcome, gosh, ladies.
I know. Thanks for that. No. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like on a different thought that came up when you were talking was that, you know, I feel like I have these insecurities from my past. From my divorce and from my dad and mom being divorced and, you know, daddy issues, I guess, is what the psychologist would say. No, I'm just kidding. I think it is. Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
So, but it's – and that, unfortunately, I bring that into – that's part of me. Mm-hmm. It's something that I always – you know, that I'm working on in myself and that I'm trying to honestly – for personally, I'm trusting God with. And – but it is, it affects my relationship sometimes not in the best ways. And so, you know, my thought recently has just been like, you know, I really would love, it's not a Marilyn Monroe quote, but in my head, it's the meme where Marilyn Monroe, you know, her dress is all up. And it's like, you know, if you want the best of me, then you're going to get the worst of me too, or whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's like, and that's, I don't know. That's just what I would love to have a companion and somebody that I could trust and that would encourage me and that would, you know, we want to make each other better humans.
Yeah.
But it's like having the reality and the compromise and communication. I feel like communication is just so huge. And transparency. Huge. That's another word that I just
and like. Consistency.
There you go. I'm not consistent. sometimes I get a little insecure and get, what's going on?
All right. No.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it's just finding the balance, right?
Yeah, finding the balance. And it's funny, right? A lot of listeners probably will be like, wait a minute. You're the American Ninja Warrior. What do you mean insecure?
Why are you insecure?
You know, like, and I get that too. Like,
because I've been burned.
I'm a successful woman, but do I have insecurities? Yeah. Like, who doesn't, mm-hmm. you guys? Like, and so obviously you bring that with you. And as you jump into the dating world, I don't know, one thing that I've finally figured out is I have to be good with me before I'm good with anybody else. And that took a while. That took a while for me to be good with me because after my divorce, you know, there was this identity crisis where I just wasn't sure who I was alone. Mm-hmm.
I felt like you had a big D on your forehead everywhere you went.
Yeah. And I had to figure out who I was, which sounds so cliche, like, oh, find yourself. And we've talked about that. But I did. I had to figure out, okay, what's important to me? What do I actually like to do? What are non-negotiables for me? What are things that I'm looking for? What are things that I need? What are things I can't deal with? You know, and you're trying to figure all that out in the midst of dating. Like, if I don't know what my baseline is, I'm not going to really be a great person to date because I might change my mind, right? Like, I'm not sure what my baseline is. Mm-hmm. And so getting to the point where I feel like I am now, where I'm good with who I am, you know, and I'm secure in that and I can say yes and I can say no to things that I want and things that I don't want. That's been very helpful to me in this part of the process. And then finding those people that you connect with that are okay with those things. Like, that's been my journey.
It's like a double-edged sword, right? Like you need to figure out who you are and to be happy with you before you can really give your all to a relationship. Yeah. But then at that point, like you've established so many things that like you're not willing to let go of that it makes it hard to date.
Yep.
And find somebody that matches those things. Like it's just tough.
And I feel
transparency is really tough too. I mean, you threw that word out, Abby, just a minute ago, and I mean, we can talk about it all we want, but at the end of the day, like being vulnerable to anybody and transparent it's hard.
Right.
Because there is judgment and there is reaction, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you say these things to somebody, you don't know how they're going to react. And like, maybe you didn't mean to hurt them or, you know, all of that. There's so many variables that are involved in all of those things. And, you know, it's just tough.
I was just thinking about, you know, we're talking about dating, but also like those who are married and maybe men who got married young are going through this type of stuff though where like, wait a second, you know, my identity was in this other person or was in something else. And like now, you know, I've gotten a little wiser, I've gotten a little older, whatever. But I'm still in my marriage and I'm going through this kind of like trying to figure out like, who am I really?
Yeah.
What are my passions? What do I want? And what is my, and like through that, I feel like, you know, it's not that maybe you're, you know, you need to get out of your marriage. It's not necessarily that. It's trying to communicate through it and then being considerate too of your spouse and like, and growing together and communicating. And I don't know, just being vulnerable with each other because Lord knows we are changing beings, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
evolving, changing.
We're a rough draft, right?
We're a rough draft.
And I like that you bring up, Abby, and this is a taboo topic for me, but I like that you bring up that you are kind of walking that relationship, at least in your life, like with God by your side, which I think is something that not a lot of people in this day and age talk about too, but that can also provide some peace and strength and guidance too.
Right. Yeah. For me personally, it's been when I'm all by myself, like, you know, if everything else goes to dust, like I know where my heart and my home is and where my purpose lies. And that's a personal thing, personal relationship, but that has given me peace over everything. And that's something too, though, that where, you know, that's hard to find with someone else too. And
it
you,
is.
And you want to share that and be encouragers and sharpeners of one another.
No, but, I know. I'm just, the world works in mysterious ways, especially my world lately. And I find myself in the same spot, and which is why I brought it up. And there's a sense of peace that comes with going along that journey that isn't something necessarily I want to get into for this episode, but I just, you know, suffice to say, there is, for me, I'm at a point where regardless of what happens, there's a peace inside of me that hasn't been there for a while. That's a nice place to be when you are then going out there, because at least you have a home base to come back to.
Yeah.
You know, like where.
Right.
So it provides that sense. So I don't know.
It's that soft place to land.
Yeah.
That maybe you didn't necessarily have before.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Whew. Taboo Tough. Table talk.
I'm telling you, I'm not sure I can take too much of this.
This is why we're only going to do it once a month.
Okay, sounds good.
Next time, daddy issues.
So I hear you're coming back on, Abby.
Just kidding. Taboo table topics with Angie, Abby, and Stacey.
Talk, table talk.
I keep saying the wrong thing.
You really do.
Dang it.
You said the Abby I'm said good. The right thing. I'm not sure what's going on.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
But in the realm of all of this, so I did a quick Google because, you know, quotes.
Right.
Right. And so we're talking about, well, we weren't. I was. I was talking about compromise. And I found one that I really, really like.
All right.
And this, it's really hard to remember. But I think it's really important. And it's, compromise is not about losing. It's about deciding that the other person has just as much right to be happy with the end result as you do.
I love that.
It's so
hard. What does that mean to you?
Hard. It means it's hard. I mean, it's admitting.
Means, dang, they have feelings.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I mean, it's admitting that, like, perspective is everything, right? And somebody else doesn't have to have the same perspective as I do. And, like, they have a right to be happy with the outcome, and I do too, and we need to figure out a mutual way to make that happen. And maybe that means that we're only going to be half happy with it, but at least we're half happy together. Like, that's sort of where I'm coming from with that. Is it right? I don't know. But I'm going to go with it for tonight.
That's all we can ask. Works for this week's episode.
Exactly.
Compromise. I don't know. Final thoughts? I just did this to her in the other episode too. I said, final thoughts?
That was mine.
I know. I was looking at Abby.
Abby's pointing at me.
Be kind.
Be kind.
Wait, no. You can't regurgitate final thoughts.
Be authentic.
Yes.
Be real. Communicate.
How do you communicate?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, I know these were final thoughts.
How do I communicate?
Maybe that's a different episode.
I say too much sometimes.
Yeah.
That's another.
Maybe communication topic. Just in relationships is another episode because, man. Whew, right?
Yeah.
Right. I do think it's key. Like, you got to be able to talk, but you also have to be able to respect one another and, all right, you can't talk right now? Okay, maybe I can wait 5 minutes.
I'm real bad at that.
But I can't wait a half an hour, so.
No.
That is a whole other episode.
It is a whole other episode. It really is, yeah. Spoiler alert,
It's going to come. it'll goodness. Be soon, guys.
Because mm-hmm. if you tell me let's talk about tomorrow, it's real hard for me. Mm-mm. And I'm trying to be better.
Be like a little that. Squirrel picking at your yeah. face.
Yeah.
You ready? You ready? Ready to talk about it? You
can we talk about it now? Can we talk about it now? But I don't want to talk about it tomorrow. I want to fix it right now. But I know it's 12:30. But I still want to fix it right now before I go to bed.
You'll hear more about this, guys. I promise. It'll happen.
So, final thoughts on my end. Well, I think it's important to get these topics out in the open.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we're talking about this. Is it comfortable for us? Of course not. I mean, we're three women who have jobs and lives and families and friends. Is it comfortable for us to be vulnerable with thousands of you who are listening and put our thoughts out on the table? Of course not. But you know why I do it? What makes it important for me are the myriad of comments and messages and emails that I get every week saying, oh, you guys deal with that too? Me too. Or, hey, I was having a really bad day. I, you know, just got into an argument. I was on my way to work. I listened to you guys, connected with you. I feel the same things you're going through. And it's just nice to know there are other people out there that are feeling the same thing, you know? So that's why we're here. That's why we're doing it. That's why the format of Hustlin' and Heels episode or season two is all about authenticity and being real, because you know, we all have this human condition. We're all here on this earth together. And I think it's important for us to find those commonalities with each other and to share these things and to put them out in the open, because we can't work through these things. We can't find what we're looking for if we're not willing to talk about it. So that's why we're here, right?
Yeah. I mean, and if our experiences help somebody else in mm-hmm. even a little bit of way, because mm-hmm. I know that I've really appreciated my friends who have been willing to be vulnerable with me
yeah.
or anybody who's been willing to be vulnerable at any point in time. And I've thought, oh man, I've gone through that. And mm-hmm. I carry those learnings with me. If I can offer that to somebody else, something that I've gone through mm-hmm. to prevent them from having to go through it mm-hmm. or to help them work through it. Yeah, that's why I'm here.
And that's mm-hmm. what cultivates a real relationship. If we say we want people in our tribe and we say we want to be tribe members for other people, you got to be real. You got to be honest, and you got to be willing to be in the trenches there with your friends and with your loved ones. So, whew. Taboo table talk.
Mm-hmm.
First one in
good
the
job.
Books.
Good job.
Thanks for joining us. See you later.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Hustlin' and Heels is an NBI Studios production. Your hosts are Stacy Carlin and Angie Crocker. All views and opinions expressed on the show are theirs and theirs alone. Your executive producer is Michael Bussing, and all music and artwork for the show was created by Shane Yoder with PutThemInASong.com. You can follow along with Stacy and Angie on all forms of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at HIHpod. You can also send the show an email to letschat@HIHpod.com. Feel free to write into the show if you're hustling in heels, tennis shoes, work boots, slippers, socks, or barefoot. So be sure to reach out to us if you've got a question, comment, want to suggest a guest, or even if you'd like to be a part of the show. That's all the ladies have today, so make sure you tune in next Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for their newest episode. But until then, keep on hustling, ladies.